My brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm Bishop Mark Brennan. I want to speak to you briefly about the ongoing impact of the coronavirus on Catholic life throughout our Wheeling Charleston Diocese. I want to thank all of our parishes and pastors for what they are doing to serve the spiritual lives of our faithful during this unprecedented time in which the public celebrations of the Mass and other liturgies will be suspended at least through the month of April. Many priests are live streaming Masses on a daily basis, as we are from the Cathedral of St. Joseph in Wheeling on Saturday evening at 6 and every weekday at 12:05 p.m. And I invite you to participate if you have not done so by going to dwc.org/mass. Our daily routines and interaction have been so disrupted by this pandemic, which health officials believe has not yet reached its peak in our country. The longer-term impacts are deeply troubling. The economic damage to restaurants, small shops, and other businesses, the loss of part-time and full-time jobs, schools closed, sporting events canceled, and so much more. It's a huge change from just 2 months ago. As Catholics following Jesus Christ, we in His Church are committed to doing everything we can to alleviate the burdens the pandemic has imposed on so many people. We're striving to meet the essential needs of parishioners and non-Catholics alike through Catholic charities and our parish's charitable outreach efforts. For us Catholics, not being together, not being able to participate in Mass and other liturgical celebrations, particularly during the holy seasons of Lent and Easter, is especially difficult. More than ever, we long for the comfort and support of our communal prayer and the sacraments. We do well to recall Jesus' words, "Be not afraid." Especially now, we need to claim the promise of our faith, which unites us spiritually no matter how long we are separated physically, and trust in the God who created us, who loves us without reserve, who is with us always, and who never disappoints us. Like you and your family, the parishes of the Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston are also suffering from this crisis. Now, perhaps more than at any time in the recent history, your parish needs you. Without your faithful support, your parish will take on water and may sink. I wish to thank those of you who have responded to your pastor's call to get medicine for an elderly shut-in or to give out food at the parish pantry. This is the charity Christ calls us to show others. I also want to thank those who have continued to support their parish financially. I have been edified by hearing of parishioners leaving donations under the rectory door or mailing them in with kind notes to their pastors. It occurs to me, as an old pastor, that this is an opportune time to consider online or direct deposit giving, which is financial support with a secure social distancing component. Your parish website should provide the information that you need to sign up for it if you choose to do so. Or if your parish doesn't engage in online giving yet, you can give through the diocesan website indicating to which parish to send your gift. Your support and these funds are critical for your parish's health, especially so that it may continue to serve the less fortunate and homebound during this pandemic. Just as with you and your household, the parish family's needs don't suddenly disappear just because people cannot physically attend church at this time. And for this reason, we have suspended the diocese's annual Catholic sharing appeal for the time being, in order to allow our parishes to focus first and foremost on their needs and to sustain the ministries that are so vital to their members, to all their families. Our parishes are there for us in the good times, weddings, baptisms, first communions, and in the bad times when we've lost a loved one or are facing a personal crisis. Our CIA groups, which help persons who wish to enter our church, St. Vincent de Paul conferences, which help the poor, priests anointing the sick, preparation of parish bulletins in digital form, and other communication to parishioners, many such ministries continue during this pandemic. Please support your parish. I make a special plea for our Catholic schools. Just as our parish priests are offering masses in private during this public health crisis, so our Catholic school teachers are continuing to educate our young people using online technology or physical materials they call Blizzard packets. I am truly impressed by their zeal and creativity. Although students and teachers are not physically together, they are still actively engaged in the educational enterprise. Alumni, parents, friends of Catholic education, consider a nice gift to a Catholic school to help them pay their teachers and cover their other costs. The diocese is helping as best it can, but it cannot do it all. I assure you that I pray for you every day, for you and for all the residents of our great state. Join me in praying especially for those who have been infected by the virus and for their quick recovery. Pray also for our medical personnel and others who are caring for the sick, and for all those, such as our police and firefighting personnel, grocery store clerks, others who are still providing essential services to us. Without question, this is a difficult time for us all, but we must remain steadfast and spiritually united, even though we are forced to remain physically apart for a time. We are doing the right thing by cooperating with our public authorities and healthcare officials during this crisis. Adults, take care in particular to comfort and reassure our children that better times will return. With the abiding grace and abundant mercy of God our Father, His Son, and their Holy Spirit, we can face our present situation not with fear and panic, but with hope and confidence. Thank you for all that you do to live your faith and to support others, especially in your parish. We eagerly look forward to being together again soon around the Lord's Eucharistic altar to taste how good the Lord is and to experience tangibly the outpouring of His tremendous love. Until then, God bless you all.